Coming up in this episode,
Dan Savage tells Ben Carson to suck it.
HBO for 15 bucks.
And how much are your balls worth?
All these on Bear Podcast.
Bear Podcast, 559. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 559. It's a Tuesday, March 10th, 2015.
Uh-oh. Before we record again,
yeah,
the Ides of March will be here.
The Ides of March?
Beware, beware the Ides of March.
What? I thought it was November 5th. Remember, the 5th of November. That's a different one?
That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
Did you not read Shakespeare?
No, not so much. The only thing I know is to be or not to be, but that's the only thing I know. I remember from Shakespeare.
Okay. Or there's a Shakespeare line where Julius Caesar gets warned about the Ides of March.
Okay.
And then he gets killed on the during the Ides of March.
And when is that? March 10th?
No, March 14th.
March 14th?
I think so. I'd have to go back and look it up, but I think the Ides of March are like...
Is that around St. Patrick's Day or something?
No? I don't know.
Okay.
It runs close. All that kind of runs close together.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. I don't know much about...
But if somebody out there knows better than I do, so yeah. I don't have to go Google it. But
yeah, email us.
Email us, that's right.
Okay, so in Houston, it's been raining a lot. Were you flooded for the past few days?
No, not really.
No,
just traffic's been slow because people out here don't know how to drive in the rain or snow or the sun or the sleet or anything else like that.
So. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's people did not want to go to work.
Yeah.
And the people stay home.
Can't go to work. It's raining.
It's raining. Oh, my God. You pour
while in Boston, people are digging out their cars out of 6 foot of snow and driving on to work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sad. But I didn't have any problems, so I'm good. Traveling just through the waters. But it's not so bad. Yeah. We didn't have flood much.
Well, I was lucky. I knew my windshield wipers needed replacing, so I replaced them last week, and I was glad I did that. And I bought the good ones. I spent $40 on some windshield wipers.
Wow.
So I could get some real good ones. And they worked. It was like night and day after I replaced them. And then this week, I was like, I'm so damn glad I replaced those last week.
I know how that feels. There's one time I did not change my windshield wipers. And it was, it's already broken. It's already cut up and everything. It's not wiping well anymore. And when it got changed, wow.
Yeah, and for you listeners out there, and I'm not endorsing O'Reilly's because they're not a sponsor of our show, but if they'd like to be, contact us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, that's right.
They will go out, if you buy the windshield wipers, they will go out and replace them for you.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I do that too with the dealership here. So when they buy it.
Yeah, dealership, they usually charge you $40 for a cheap pair of wiper blades.
But if it's an expensive one.
But if you go in and you get the choices, and this time I opted for the expensive one because it's the first time I replaced one of the cars.
You might as well do it, the good expensive ones. One last year, couple of
years. And we get more rain here in Houston than anything. So when we get weather, so it's worth it, especially when it's a monsoon rolling through. So.
Yeah. So windshield wipers.
Yes. That's right. Because Jailbait come out and changed my windshield wipers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, he's a hot guy. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of hot guys, oh my God, we were just eating at Chili's a while ago.
I had a salad.
No, you did not. You had these.
No, I'm on a diet. I had a salad.
You had a salad in your mind.
We had a salad.
Oh my gosh.
A chicken salad.
Chicken salad?
Yes.
But the leaves were really small and fried inside the egg rolls. Or the egg rolls and the...
I had a salad.
Yes.
Story I'm sticking
Yeah, that's
to
the
it.
Story is going to stick with. But I had fish, which is good. But the highlight of that trip to Chili's today, of all places, we're going to go to Chili's, are the bears. The waiter is a young bear. God, it's so hot. And then there was these...
It was hard to have a conversation with Maynard.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry,
Ray. Kept being distracted so long.
I was sorry. I was looking left and right. Oh, my God.
I was like, hello, I'm right here.
Yeah, dude, I mean, they're all over. There was these... blonde bear over here, and there was one behind me, and there was one was a disabled bear. You know, he's got these.
Yeah, I know. I told Maynard on the way out, I was sleeping. I said, you could really chase him, and he couldn't get away.
That's right. My plan would work. So he would be limping. So,
you know, his wife looked a little crazy. She might have cut you.
Yeah, she might have. Yeah, I would imagine I could be, you know, chasing that guy. It was easy because he was limping. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our Chili's experience today. Last weekend we had pedicures. Oh. Have you ever had pedicures? We go to that Maison place on Montrose. Have you heard of that?
No.
You
know,
you.
Well, I think you've told me about it because that's where y'all go.
Yeah, that's where we always go. And
how much does a pedicure cost for a man?
25 bucks. Bad. Yeah. And
well, you know, Marvin, he goes out to a place close to where I live and gets pedicures.
Oh, really?
And they get the full foot massage.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So they do the same thing there?
Oh, yeah, they do. Okay. And they get out the cheese grater.
Oh, I need to.
Oh, my God. That's
actually, I have nice feet, so I don't really have to worry about it. But
right. So. All along, I thought that, you know, if you get that, you know, parts of it calloused and everything, that lotion would do. No. You really have. You need a cheese grater.
You have to get a cheese grater, yeah.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying I have it. I'm just watching the others.
Watching
have it.
All the other people's feet getting cheese grated.
God, it looked like Parmesan cheese going down. Oh my God. Oh, gross. Sorry, guys. If you're eating, I hope you're not being grossed out. Anyway, so we did that, and our toes are shiny. Their toes are so shiny. They put polish in it, and they did that. It's like a small polisher thing, and then.
Well, my big toes look funky because I keep a V cut in the top of them.
Really?
Yeah. So when they grow out, it grows out like that.
Oh, okay.
It keeps them having ingrown toenails.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, it's getting beach weather. So I got to figure out how to do it subtly. But either way you do it, because you have to keep a deep V cut in it to keep them so they're curving out. So.
I think on your
because I know a lot of bears have issues with ingrown toenails because of our weight and what we do to our feet. So, but I was told that, and since I've been doing that, I have not had an issue. And I don't want to go have my toenails ripped off to not have to deal with ingrown toenails. So.
I think on your birthday, you need a pedicure.
I think I need a full body massage on my birthday.
Really? Any takers, guys? Any in the audience?
So,
that would be nice. Always saying.
I need a Tritico massage, but he doesn't do massages anymore.
So. He doesn't? No. Why not?
He quit. He works. Oh. He got a regular job.
He got a regular job? Oh, okay.
Or, well, 9-to-5 job, I guess.
Oh, okay.
A regular job.
Well back then, I remember. Okay, Ray, so what have you been up to?
Well, it was kind of funny. We were supposed to have game night last weekend, and it got moved to this weekend because of Robbie's work. And Julio texted and said, I'm coming, and I'm bringing Smartass. And I messaged him back, and I was like, who's Smartass? Wayne? Because I thought maybe it was with Wayne or something.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't Wayne. And then he said, no, I'm bringing Smartass. And I'm just like, who the hell's Smartass? And when he got there, it was a game called Smartass.
Okay.
So and it's actually a very fun game. And I got to figure out, because some friends ordered it, gave it to him for Christmas. But it's a Trivial Pursuit type game.
Okay.
It's not that hard. It's not as hard as Trivial Pursuit is. It's a little more laid back. And then playing the game with the guys... Robbie, Julio, Ken, Michael, Chad, Izzy came over and we made pizzas and played this game. And we played like 4 or 5 rounds of it because it plays pretty quick. But you got these 3 decks of cards. You roll a dice that lands on a color. You pick that card and it's either where am I, who am I, or what am I.
Oh, okay.
So you have this list of stuff and whoever's turn it is, you pick the card up. You read the first thing, and you keep reading it, and people have to give guesses. You get one guess. If you guess wrong, you're out.
Oh.
So it was a pretty interesting game. But what we realized in playing the game, since all of us were more mature.
It's always us being always adult-oriented, didn't it?
Well, no, it's not adult-oriented, just that we were more mature in years.
All right.
That we decided that the next time we play, we'd invite some less mature people over.
Okay.
So we could smack down because all the questions were kind of generated towards people that were late 70s, 80s, early 90s.
Oh, really? It has a...
Especially about when it was talking about who am I.
Okay.
Is It was kind of.
It could have been a character. It could have been a movie character.
It could have been a movie character. It could have been a person or something like that.
Then it would be generational at that point. Like if they say, "Oh, it's Maynard G. Krebs. Oh, from the good Dobie Gillis show." But how would kids know that? You know? How did I know that? Yeah. Did you ever watch that? Yeah.
But this weekend we did go see Sunday. We went and saw Sunset Boulevard, the original movie on the big screen. Mm-hmm. Cinemark is doing some stuff where it brings back some of the old ones. So it was Sunset Boulevard, which is about Norma Desmond and her drama, and it's all high camp, and it was actually pretty good. I hadn't seen it in so long.
Sunset Boulevard. Did you guys watch it?
Which was a play, which I turned into a play about 20 years ago, and it did real good on Broadway. And it's about this old silent film actress who's trying to make her big comeback, and this guy wanders into her life, and she latches on to him, and he kind of becomes her younger lover. Oh. And he's a writer.
So you just spoiled it for me if I'm ever going to watch it.
Well, I didn't tell you what happened at the end.
Oh, okay, all right. It's like that's where the
gay slang thing. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. That's the movie it's from.
Oh.
So I saw that. So.
Okay. I should say that. I'm ready for my close-up, Ray. I just go to the camera.
Just go to the camera. So anyway. Okay.
Okay.
So that was my weekend.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That and we got a new couch.
Oh, you got a new couch.
Got a new couch.
Nice.
Well, we got
from the curb?
It did not come from the curb because there's that shit crawling through it. We got part of a new couch because I screwed up and bought the wrong end piece with it. So
We
got half couch. And they're supposed to bring the other half this weekend. So.
Oh, okay.
Macy's.
Macy's? From Macy's? Okay. Anyway, so I have some topics that I got here, and just something to talk about. And it's a question. Would you like? Yeah, we'll go over this.
Fine.
Yeah. So the question is: would you be willing to reduce your lifespan by 10 years to become rich or famous?
Well, you know, there was a Supernatural episode about this. Mm-hmm. About these people signing away, they gave the devil their life.
Okay.
For 10 years of fame or whatever it is they wanted. So he gave it to them, and on that 10th year, he came for their souls.
Oh, okay.
So if it was like that, no.
No, you won't give up 10 years.
I won't give up 10 years. But if it meant I could be rich or famous now,
but you'll instead, be 10 years.
Instead of living to be 80 and I live to be 70, I think I might be okay with it.
You're going to do famous or rich? Rich.
I prefer rich, I think.
I probably prefer rich, too. I would... Let me see.
Because you can be O.J. Simpson famous.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian famous.
Or
you could be dead billionaire with Anna Nicole Smith famous.
Yeah, or Chris Crocker famous. Or, you know...
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. But then... So you're okay to live up to 70, but if your life expectancy would be 80, it's okay for you to die at 70.
Well, the way my body's going now, you know, by that time, I'll be like ready to go. I'd be like an old black woman. I'd be like, I'm just waiting for the good Lord to come take me. I've had my children, and I go to church, and I am saved. I am ready to go.
Okay, so I don't know. Me, I... Give up 10 more years just to be rich or famous? I don't know. If I were to give up 10 years, and it's a choice between... Because I see it as three parts. Would you give up 10 years to have this? That's one part. And the other one is, if you do, would you rather be rich or would you rather be famous? So the first part is actually giving up the 10 years. I probably won't. But... I'd like to live a longer life than to be rich or famous. But then if I have no choice to have that 10 years, but then choose between rich and famous, I would rather be rich.
I'd rather be rich.
I'd rather be rich because being rich can make you famous too.
That's right.
Right? You can be an internet sensation.
Yeah. And you know, people always say, well, you know, money doesn't solve all your, money doesn't make you happy, which is very true. But it could solve a lot of other issues that make me unhappy. Mm-hmm. So.
Saves a lot of your issues that makes you unhappy.
Fix a lot of my issues that make me unhappy. So
yeah, I guess that's true.
Because money can't buy happiness, which is very true. and you can't take it. And I reposted something my aunt posted on Facebook today that said something really good. It said it doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, how famous you are, how unfamous you are, and what you've done. Mm-hmm. When you die, we all get buried in the same size box, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, of course, there are some exceptions.
But it's more expensive box, though.
Yeah, well, you know, you're dead.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, who knows? You know, I'm like, dead. I'm either in hell or heaven. I don't care.
Who knows? You might even you may even be cremated and end up in a coffee
can.
Coffee can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could happen too.
So.
Okay. All right. So that's one question. How about the other one? What do you think of that?
If you found $100, what would you do? I would pick it up and keep on strolling.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because I think, well, what would you do with the $100? Okay. You have.
Oh, what would I do with it if I found it?
Yeah. You found it. Okay. You have $100. What are you going to do immediately?
Oh. Put it in my pocket because there's always bills or food or something.
Also, you're saving it up to pay for bills. Yeah. Like it's gonna be your lunch money. For the next week. You know what? That's me. I would probably do that. Oh, $100! Yay! I have lunch money for the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably 10 days right there. at most 10 days, I guess.
You know, it's kind of like that thing. There's people that find those bags of money sitting around and they turn them into the police department. And it's just like, why would you do that? And then I was like, you know, I'm so damn paranoid. I'd be like, this is probably some gangster money and they're looking for it. And they're going to find out I got it. And then they go, kill me.
That's right. So just keep it, right? Yeah. Let's increase the amount. What if it's $1,000?
Well, that's one of those things. It's like, you know, there a couple months ago, there was a thing on TV about this woman sat down at this booth and there's a backpack in it, and she opened it because there was whoever was had gone and left it, and it had like $60,000 or $70,000 in it.
All right, what did she do?
She turned it into she gave it to the owner of the restaurant, and he called the police, and come to find out, it was the guy that was there eating at the restaurant walked out and forgot about it.
Wow. Was there some kind of investigation on him?
Why do you got to investigate somebody that's walking around $70,000? If you got $70,000 and want to walk around in it, why can't you walk around with it in a backpack? This is America.
It's America.
America.
Okay.
Now, if you were like the drug dealers that used to walk into when I worked in the convenience store and pull out wads of money like that and then pay for everything with food stamps, now, that's a different story.
Oh.
I used to be like, oh, this is America at its best.
Mm-hmm. Food stamps. Okay, so... what if we increase the amount? Let's say it's $1,000. This is just $100. That's lunch.
Well, money. I guess it also at that point. It'd just be under the circumstances. I mean, did I just walk by and I'm in the middle of the street? I'm walking down the street. Nobody's around. There's $100 or $1,000 laying there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably pick it up and be like, "Yeah, okay."
any takers? Somebody dropped their $1,000.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice. You gonna do
going
that?
Once?
It's not mine. Finders keepers. So, yay. So, yeah, I'll probably do that. I mean.
But my luck, if I found something like a bag of money, it'd probably be some fucking drug money. And some gangster would be done seeing me pick it up. And then they'd be like gangbanging my ass. Not in that
Oh, wait.
Of, not that kind of way.
Oh, wait.
And I'd just be like, uh-uh. So.
Oh, well.
Although, if I was a superhero.
Yes. Are you going to donate it?
Like Spider-Man? I'd take the drug dealer's money.
And then do what?
Well, see, that's the whole thing that always pissed me off about Spider-Man and Peter Parker was that he'd stop all these criminals and stuff, but he never got paid for it.
Well, that's the point of being a superhero. A superhero doesn't say...
But look at Hal Jordan. I mean, he's got to eat.
Well, I guess he would...
But, you know...
It is expensive to make those web shooters, right?
I know. Exactly.
Yeah, it takes...
I mean, there's a whole thing in the Secret Wars where the Beyonder turns a building gold and Peter Parker takes a notepad that's in there that's been turned solid gold and puts it and goes home with it. Because he knows if he sells that, it will take care of all his financial woes.
Oh, he did that? A notebook? Oh,
wait. A notepad, like a writing pad. And when the Beyonder touched the building, he turned it and it went and it turned it to complete gold.
So
everything in the building became gold.
So he did. He brought it. Even people there.
Or I don't think there are any people in the building.
Okay, so just there. So he took a notepad that is made of gold and brought it home so it would pay for his bills.
Well, yes, and then he got guilty feeling about it, and I was like, "You're Spider-Man. You get the shit kicked out of you all the time. You're trying to pay your way through college. You work for the.
Oh.
You know, I mean, that would be take the money and get you a decent apartment, be able to buy groceries, get Aunt May a hair, new hairdo. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. If it's not trackable or you know it's a loss, it's not somebody, why would he be guilty about it, too? It was
because he didn't earn it. That's why
he didn't earn it.
It was one of those things that the Beyonder was like, oh, you need money here. And he turned the whole building into gold, and they had to tear the building down and haul it out to sea and dumped it down a trench because they didn't want to destroy the gold market.
Oh.
That's what happened in the comic books, but I remember that clearly about, shit, I would have got rid of that damn notepad. I'd have cashed that bitch in.
Yeah, you got to melt it. Okay, so you're saying, if you had powers, Ray, would you help people for pay?
No, well.
Ha-ha.
Well, look at that. Let's do this way. I would help people for charity.
Oh, for charity.
Like if I were Superman, and somebody said, oh, we need this really big piece of equipment moved, and Superman, will you do it for us? And I was like, give $100,000 to this charity.
Oh, that kind. Okay. So, I will help.
But if I was Spider-Man or somebody like that, or another superhero, and I was like taking out drug dealers and stuff, I don't think I would have any quandary about taking the drug dealers' money.
Even though it belonged to someone else too? Well, they earned it badly though.
Badly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you would take drug dealer's money. Okay. Yeah, I guess. Sometimes if it is a drug dealer.
And I always kind of wished I was a hacker so I could figure out how all these drug dealers and mobs and stuff hide their money and launder it offshore so I could hack the accounts and steal that to fuck with them because.
You want to be a hacker just to do that.
You know how.
You could be Angelina Jolie if you want to.
You know how, what's his name? What's the comedian? Not Bill Cosby, the other one.
Chris Rock.
No,
Chris.
Old comedian.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor in the Superman movie. Yeah. He wrote that code that took that 001% off for every, that got lost off every paycheck and put it towards his paycheck. And he had a $100,000 paycheck that week.
Yep.
Because they did payroll for all these thousands of people. That's how much money was floating around out there.
Yeah, he was getting all the pennies. Yeah.
The half a percents.
Half a percents.
Yeah.
What happens to those? It's a classic plot.
Yeah. So
the driver getting.
And I don't think it makes me a bad person, but I would be like, bitch, that roll of a lot of money is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hurt people to take that, and I need to live.
Okay. So you would take money from bad people. So you're like.
Kind of like if I was a vampire, I'd kill bad people.
Really? Are vampires bad people? No, they're not. Look at Twilight.
That's not real vampires.
Okay.
No, but I'm.
Ooh,
But I always thought, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, if I get turned into a vampire, I'm not going to kill good people. I'm only going to kill bad people.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be like.
Like drug dealers.
Who does that? It's like a vampire Dexter.
Yeah.
Because Dexter only kills bad guys.
They get bad guys.
So you're going to do that if you're going to be a vampire.
That's right.
How about other vampires? You're going to get the bad ones too.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how old they are because, you know, how old I am.
Because if they're older, sure, they're stronger.
Old, they kick my ass. That's right.
So you're in the True Blood kind of vampire. Well, okay, so. I getcha. I'm older than you. So
I know one group of criminals I'd wreak havoc on.
Who?
The Republican Party. They ain't that but a bunch of damn crooks.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, some of them. Some of them.
So anyway, what would y'all do?
What'd you all do
if you get
$100?
I mean, I'm a hero thief. I steal from the gangster to give to myself. So,
yeah, I would probably do the same because there's no way to track it to give it back to someone unless it's a very anal retentive a drug dealer that they know where the money came from or they.
Well, no, I mean they're dealing money to people left.
Well, that's true because they have a product that they sell, and then mm-hmm. yeah, okay. As you were just saying, there's no. It was earned legitimately.
Illegally.
Okay. they got the money. Well, it is illegal. Yeah, that's right. What are we gonna do? I don't know. What do you guys do? Would you take money from bad people and use it yourself? I don't know. Anyway, it's a good question.
I mean, I'd make sure that I was taken care of. I mean, I don't think I'd live in a big mansion or anything, but I'd make my life.
You're gonna have a problem though. If you get these money from these bad guys, and let's say you have millions of dollars, for example, you got this. What are you gonna do? If it's in cash, you can't use it either. You have to launder it. You have to launder that $1 million.
You can buy groceries with cash.
Yeah, I guess. So, that's going to be a lot of groceries. Yeah. I can't. I'm going to Whole Foods all the time, trying to use up all these money, but it's
Macy's and shop and stores have not stopped taking cash.
That's true. But
if you have a legitimate job, you can say, okay, I'm paying my rent out of this and my light bill out of this. You know,
I can't believe we're talking about money laundering. Or, you know, that's a good question. How are you going to spend it all? Okay, let's move on, Ray. What do you have here?
All right, entertainment.
Let's go entertainment, which is interesting because it's gay. We should have been used this as our gay.
Well, no, this is entertainment. So, right. Star Wars gets its first LGBT character, but Yoda still sets off our gaydar. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, well, 38 years ago in Northern California, a Star Wars mega brand responded, and 38 years later, the franchise includes films, video games, TV shows, books, toys, and you name it. And now Disney's got a hold to it, so you know it's going to get screwed up.
Yep.
Or spread out to everything. With that comes a cast of humans and aliens whose diversity is only limited by the imagination. But it isn't 1977 anymore, and some fans of Star Wars wish there'd be more gay characters thrown into the mix. Now, for the first time, an LGBT character has been introduced into the canon. In The Lords of the Sith, a new novel, writer Paul S. Kemp has written a lesbian Imperial captain named Moff Morris.
As a lesbian Imperial captain?
So she's a Moff diver.
Girl, that's nasty, right?
Yeah. Editor Shelley Shapiro spoke recently about the need for more representation in Star Wars on the podcast Are Full of Sith.
Yes, it's full of Sith.
She said, you have all these different species and it'd be silly not also to recognize there are a lot of diversity in humans. If there's any message at all, it's simply that Star Wars is as diverse or more so because they have alien species as humanity is in real life, and we don't want to pretend it's not. It just felt pretty natural. Lords of the Sith is scheduled to release on April 28th, 2015.
I might have to buy this book.
Well, see, I used to read all the Star Wars books.
I do too.
And this writer started doing it, and I just couldn't keep up anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Did you read the Timothy Zahn ones? Those are the ones I read.
Some of them, yes.
Yes, Timothy Zahn's.
The last book I remember reading was about Han and Leia's kids going to the Jedi Temple on...
On a what?
On Yavin. And it was a story about them.
Oh, I can't remember that.
And it was about them going to learn to control, you know, learn how to deal with the Force and stuff. And Chewbacca's nephew was there. So it was Jason, Janna, and Anakin, and Chewbacca's nephew. I don't forget what his name is. Yeah. And that was the last one I read. And then Anakin went dark, and this went bad, and this went bad.
Oh, really?
And I lost track of all of it.
So. I read the ones that they were still young, and Anakin was the youngest. Actually, it was Princess Leia and Han Solo. They had twins. Jaina and Jason, Jaina. And then they have another son they named Anakin. So they had three children. And they're all strong with the Force and everything. So that's pretty cool. And then also Chewbacca's, is it a nephew or a son?
Nephew.
You know, a Wookiee. A Wookiee Jedi. You know, that's how you say. I would imagine. That's how a Jedi Wookiee would be.
All right, will you take this, Bernard? Would you like some cookies with this?
Yes, the cookies. Oh my God, the last episode, it's about the cookies. Would you rather be tied on a tree and nobody can hear you and all these monsters getting you, or you could just stay quiet and have some cookies all you want? Okay, there's two seasons of The Walking Dead spinoff on the way. So the network has ordered two seasons of The Walking Dead spinoff show. It's been developing. I'm excited to see this. It's kind of a... I'm getting tired of Rick. Rick Grimes. Yeah. So the program, which hasn't been officially titled yet, takes place in Los Angeles this time. Not in the South, not in Atlanta, not D.C. where they are right now. It's going to be in Los Angeles. And it won't follow Sheriff Rick Grimes and his band of survivors. Instead, it will take place as the zombie apocalypse strikes and the society begins falling apart, making it a prequel. It's a lot interesting, of sorts, to the current series. Co-created by Walking Dead mastermind Robert Kirkman and Wolfie Bear. And I touched his belly. For the record, not belly, but I touched his side when I was in Comic-Con in 2011. Oh, yes. I touched royalty. Yeah, I really did. I was I got to meet Robert Kirkman and this very woofy bear. Very nice. Love handles too. Anyway, where was I? So co-created by, yeah. So the show's cast include Cliff Curtis and Kim Dickens from Gone Girl and House of Cards. Unfortunately, those that have been frustrated by the network's recent habit of breaking shows up into shorter seasons that stretch across 2 years, something similar is happening here. So the Walking Dead spinoff will premiere later this year with just 6 episodes. That's with the second season to debut in 2016. That's horrible. 6 episodes?
You know what AMC, I call AMC for doing that?
What?
Cock tease.
It's a big cock tease.
Big cock tease.
Is it gonna be, this is still AMC though, right?
Yes, it's still okay. AMC. But here's the deal on the shorter series. I noticed a lot of shows are starting to do, especially the summer shows.
You got to shorten it a
short
season?
Series. But you know, the BBC does that a lot. If you notice most of the BBC shows, they're only like 8 or 9 episodes, kind of mini series. Mm-hmm. And some of them, that's it. That's the whole show. Just eight, you know, they got the storyline. They do it running for 8 to 10 hours. That's it. Move on to a new show. And then the ones that last, they're not like these really full, drawn-out stuff. Like Sherlock Holmes. They're usually like 4 90-minute shows.
And that's it.
And that's it for the season. Mm. So it's interesting that they're starting to do that
for some
here.
Time, Torchwood was like that.
Yes.
Torchwood was really short, too.
And that's like the British thing, because they get that short, get the bang in, and then they build the anticipation for the next season if it happens.
If it happens, yeah. And they just think of something how to...
Now, I was reading something later on in the day about this. And it was older than this article. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it came out about the same time. Or it came out today or this week. But some of the characters that are in this show, you will meet at the end of... Walking Dead.
Okay.
This season.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
So it's going to be interesting to see if we've already met them, which I don't think so.
Did you read the comic books? I think I mentioned.
Yes,
the books,
and
right?
I stopped until the show kind of got caught up some because I kind of got hate knowing too much.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So,
but it is. Oh yeah, there's going to be. 2 major characters gonna die in the comic books. In the graphic novel, the comic books.
Talking Dead this week was teasing that. They're like, and we got a special guest. And I was like, oh shit, who are they gonna kill off now?
And who was it?
Nobody.
Nobody, okay.
They were like messing with us.
Oh, so you're saying if they have a special guest, somebody's gonna die?
Yeah, usually what happens. And our special guest tonight is.
But they had Kevin Smith, though.
Well, they had Kevin Smith, they had the guy that plays Aaron. And then they had, I think her name's Jessie on the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The one that cut Rick's hair last week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She was on there talking about her character with the kids and the husband that's a doctor and everything. So.
Yeah, I was reading the comic books. I was freshening.
And she is in the comic books. So.
Yeah. Cut Rick's hair, the sheriff's hair. Yeah, pretty good. And it's good. I mean, like I said, in the comic books, 2 major characters die. So, sorry, guys. I'm not spoiling it for you. Hope so. Okay. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Let's move on to events. Okay. I feel bad because I have to go to a trip this week, so I won't be able to attend this big event. It's TBRU, 3BRU 20. Bears at Studio 54, Return to Discotheque. It's on starting this Thursday until Sunday next week. So until Sunday.
Yeah.
So join the Dallas Bears as we celebrate 20 years of Texas Bear Roundup with TBRU 20, Bears of Studio 54. Return to Discotheque. Dust off your mirror balls, leisure suits, and roller skates as we take a trip back in time. So the website is tbru.org. And I hope you guys take pictures and send it to me. This is going to be the first time ever. No, not first time ever, but like 10 years that I've been going to TBRU. I'm going to miss it this year.
Because of work.
Because of work. I have to. So it kind of sucks.
Here's a comment from a friend of mine that lives in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
The Dallas Whores are all excited about all the action they will be getting this weekend. All
right. Nice. Is somebody I know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We talked about them at dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. We get to witness that. Okay, so, like I said, go to tbru.org if you want to get more information or if you want to register. It's still open. I don't know if it is.
Yes. Or if you're there and you get the good growler
shouts.
The growler shouts.
Yeah, let us
send
know.
Save them, take a shot of them, and send them to show at Bear Podcast so we can talk about them on the show next week. Because right. There's always some interesting growler shouts that happen during TBRU.
That's right. I'll ask for some for our friends. Next time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, I'm going to do the gay. It's kind of old. I think it was last Friday or sometime last week. But then it's just worth mentioning because he makes a point. Dan Savage to Ben Carson. If it's your choice, come and get it. After retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson made headlines last week saying that homosexuality is a choice, citing prisoners who go to prison straight and when they come out, they're gay. Writer and LGBT activist Dan Savage is calling out the possible 2016 GOP presidential candidate. Really? He's going to be a candidate?
He is a candidate.
So Carson may have somewhat apologized for his controversial remarks, but that appears not to be enough for Savage. So the 50-year-old writer fired back in his column in The Stranger this weekend, if being gay is a choice, prove it, choose it, choose to be gay yourself, show America how that's done, Ben, and show us how a man can choose to be a gay. Suck my dick, Savage wrote. Which makes sense. I mean, if it's really a choice, choose it now, here, suck my dick.
That's right.
But what if he says, but you're not my type? Oh, I'm sorry. You're like younger boys.
Well, no, he said. Well, you should have said. Well, Dan, maybe back when you were on MTV, back on MTV Real World in the beginning, I might have.
Oh yeah, could have made that comeback.
That's right. So, but anyway, I think it's. You know, I also have talked to a lot of straight people that listen to Dan Savage's podcast.
All right.
Or radio show.
What did he say?
They just like it. I mean, he talks about gay stuff and straight stuff too, but. I've noticed a lot of people, younger generation, listen to his show.
Yeah, Savage. It's Savage Love, right?
Yeah,
his podcast. Devin listens to it all the time. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, the geek. This is what I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
HBO Now coming in April for $14.99 a month. Apple TV price cut to $69.
That's nice.
Cheaper. HBO's long-awaited standalone subscription service is coming next month, and Apple TV has been announced as the company's exclusive launch device. Viewers will be able to watch HBO Now from web browsers, but Apple TV is the only streaming box getting it to start. An app for iPhone and iPad will be released as well. All you need to get HBO Now is a broadband connection and an Apple device, says HBO CEO Richard Felper. Priced at $14.99 per month, which I don't think is bad. Mm-hmm. Considered if you get all the HBO networks and stuff with everything that Cinemax and all that shit that comes with it, it's like $50 a month.
You know, I might adjust my account on this one.
So HBO Now offers access to HBO's entirely library of original shows and also its large catalogs of feature films. As its own part of the big announcement, Apple revealed that it's cutting the price of Apple TV to $69. Well, right now it's what, $99?
Yeah, $30.
So they're dropping the price on it. $30. Rather than interesting updated model of the set-top box, Apple is lowering the cost to better compete against Roku, Amazon, and others.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this because I think I'll make me an adjustment.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it because a good friend of mine gave me an Apple TV for Christmas the other year.
Yeah, so you'll be able to use it.
So I'll be able to keep up with my Games of Thrones. And then I can go back and see Looking. I wonder if all their shows, if you'll be able to demand them through the service.
Oh, yeah, that's the point.
Because I haven't been watching Looking, and everybody keeps bitching about it. But I heard a great article about Looking. They were talking about they hated it, but they think it should stay on the air because it's worth watching.
They hated it, but for what it is, it should be on all the
time. I hate you, but don't go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Is that considered passive aggressive?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, let's go to apps. All actually, right. One of our listeners back, I think he's a viewer also, he was telling us about not only do you do some geek information, just some share some apps. So here's an app.
Okay.
Hooked plus six other dating apps you probably don't know but should. Okay. So here's an article that Ray posted here from QWERTY. So Hooked. Whether you're looking for love or simply someone lovely, Hooked's unique verification process guarantees that all your heartfelt, articulate, subdued greetings are worth the time if it took you to type those words. Oh shit! The screen always. So no more endless IMing with the married guy or the one who actually lives 100,000 feet away, not 100. Not only that, members are spared awkward, unwanted conversations and the potential for harassment and bullying, all too common on dating apps. So
I don't know why they call them dating apps, because it's really not dating that happens on most of these apps.
Yeah.
It's hooked. It's hooking
really
up.
Hooking up. Well,
but I guess dating is a polite term to say for the sluts to hook up.
Yeah,
but
that's true. They want me.
You know, so.
What's the other one? Ooh, Ray.
All right, Daddy Hunt. Now, this app I used to have. This app is geared specifically towards. What? No, I do not. Don't start shit like that.
Oh, I'm kidding. No.
I got rid of all this stuff when I got in a relationship. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This app is geared specifically toward older dudes and their admirers. Like other dating apps, Daddy Hunt offers geolocation, profiles, and chat, but also features a photo feed. In other words, it's a whole world of online daddies. Who could be better?
Yep.
The only thing I found about it in Houston, it was more daddies than daddy chasers, I guess.
So these are in Houston, they're really daddies looking for the younger ones.
Younger ones, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, and it ties into the website, so you can have a Daddy Hunt account and it can show up on your.
You know what?
Your
many years
Daddy
ago.
Hunt app.
From either TBRU or IBR. Probably 8 years ago, I can't remember. I interviewed someone from Daddy Hunt, I think. It must have been IBR.
If I remember correctly, and I might not be, but Olmstead Maupin's younger partner,
mm-hmm.
who's into daddies, is the one that started Daddy Hunt.
Oh, he did? Oh.
And I think he still owns it and still runs it.
Ah.
I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, when Daddy Hunt first came out, that was the whole thing that
he started it, or he was the poster boy for it, or something.
I don't know. Anyway, Olmstead Maupin's boyfriend or partner, or whatever he is, has something to do with it. Yeah. Not enough; they're still together. But I just remember that it popped into my head.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Next is Flirtiv. At long last, here's an app geared specifically towards gay geeks, really nerds and gamers. So basically, most of us, if you're online. So the rules of Flirtiv are clear. Users must be friendly, funny, and polite, or they'll be booted from the app. They also must have a clear, high-resolution face pic and no shirtless selfies. Hooking up part of the game, but it's not the main point. The real purpose of Flirtiv is to encourage friends-first chat. And what is that?
Yeah.
Friends-first.
Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, I think because a lot of the apps, it's just like you get a torso pic, and you don't even know if it's who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you go get a pick off blind somewhere and stick on, oh, this is me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cutting rich.
I get those from some apps, yeah.
So, okay. Next is Boy Ahoy, which I also had. Hello, sailor. Looking for a sexy seaman in your area? Download Boy Ahoy. The app allows you to search for guys by preference and proximity, as well as browse profiles and pictures, chat, see who's been eyeing you, and more. So, bottoms up, mateys. Who knows? Maybe you'll find your first mate. I wasn't that impressed with Boy Ahoy when I had it. I think I used it a couple times and Nothing ever came of it. I think I finally deleted it, but.
Boy Ahoy.
It's called Boy Ahoy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's changed since then. Maybe it's grown in popularity, so. Mm-hmm. And next is your favorite app.
It's my favorite app. I still use it, you know, just to, you know, chat with friends. It's, of course, Growler. And Growler is actually made by, well, he became a friend of ours, Coley Kaminsky. He's now, I think he's based in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, he is still. And he just got married a few months ago with a friend.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, Growler, find out where the bears are hibernating with Growler, an app designed exclusively for bears. Oh, not only that, also for chasers. With over 2 million users, you shouldn't have any trouble finding one in your neck of the woods. Grr. That's kind of lame. Anyway. Oh, this one's an app that you used to use,
yep,
right?
I used to use this one. This is actually where I met Robbie. Mm-hmm. Recon. Want to get tied up, whipped, spanked, peed on? Recon is for you. This is the go-to place for gay and bi men into leather, kink, and fetishes. And with over 1.2 million users in over 230 countries, there's literally someone for every scene. And probably some scenes you haven't even heard of yet. And Recon was a nice app. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Recon.
Recon.
The other thing I personally didn't like about Recon, Recon ran a bunch of fetish parties. And if you didn't meet a certain body type, you wasn't allowed in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were discriminating still?
They're discriminating. So, and I don't know if that's still the case, but I remember reading about that when I first got on Recon. And most people on there all talk bullshit anyhow, like most apps. But there was some. Actually, I met a lot of people that were into kink overseas that I had really good, excellent conversations with.
Oh, okay.
And learn a lot talking about stuff.
You know, people who are into kink and everything, they usually are, you know, learned. They're good conversationalists.
Yeah.
I kind of had that impression. Okay, so the last one is Hornet. Thinking about taking a trip?
Hey, man, are you going on a trip this weekend?
That's right. Oh, can you install Hornet? Don't wait until you get there to find your next hot date. Now, I'm not out for a date, you know.
Well, I don't think they're talking about a date.
Okay. So download Hornet and arrange a meeting before your plane even touches down. This app lets you chat with guys near and far in your city or across the world, which is great. You know how much we all like having a boy in every port. And with our 4 million, wow, over 4 million users, that's a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You're bound to... To find someone wherever your travels take you. Just be careful not to get stung.
Yeah.
Or net.
Yeah. We got to watch. I say you got 4 million users. Some of these apps are European apps.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you'll get 4 million users in Europe, but not so many here. So it all depends on where you're going.
Oh, yeah. That kind of sucks if that happens.
Because I downloaded one at one time. It was a bear app, and I'm trying to remember what it was. But it was all European bears on it.
All bears?
I mean, there's a few in the States, but it wasn't anything like...
Bear WWW.
Might have been that.
That's got to be it, because that's more European. I remember now. Yeah. I still have that. It's pretty cool. I don't use it. No, not at all. Okay, so you want to take this one? The Bizarre.
On to the Bizarre. How much are your balls worth? A state-by-state guide. Early today, ProPublica published a fascinating state-by-state breakdown of workers' comp benefits. Because of a lack of federal oversight, the compensation for the same injury varies tremendously depending on which state it occurred. For example, a worker in Illinois who lost an arm would receive as much as $439,858, while a worker in Alabama would only receive $48,000. Well, it is Alabama.
It is Alabama.
Okay. For the same injury. Maybe if they didn't hate so much, they would get some more money.
Mm-hmm.
This disparity in compensation holds true for other injuries, such as severed or crushed testicles.
Ow.
If you lose a testicle on the job, hopefully it'll happen while you're working for the federal government, which will likely pay out $98,000 in compensation. The highest paying state for testicle injury is, again, Illinois at $73,000. The lowest is Minnesota, which will pay out a maximum of just $3,700 per ball. The national average compensation for losing a testicle on the job is $27,000. Through 41 states, didn't provide ProPublica with compensation information.
So you're saying if you're planning to get your balls crushed,
work for the federal government.
Work for the federal government first. In Illinois, and get your balls crushed by a bad chair, for example, while you're working.
While you're at work. Something happened. While you're get working. Your balls crushed at work, working for the government. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you can get $73,500. Yeah. I don't know. And in Minnesota, it's just not worth it to lose a ball. Yeah. So what if you do cock and ball torture in Illinois at work if you're a federal officer, federal government worker? But then,
well, if you lose a ball doing cock and ball torture, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. I'm going to use that as a sound clip next time. Okay, so just interesting topic. If you got, let's do with the
got some audience comments.
Yeah. Before we go, we have an audience comment.
So. Yeah, and this was actually from last week, Z, and I apologize. We were supposed to have it on the show, but Andrew got all excited about all the puppies in the house, and he was just like a little kid, didn't know what to do. So, hello, Ray. Greetings from Dallas. Hope you and Nard are doing well. The weather in Dallas has been pretty horrible for the past week, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it'll be fully thawed out by TBRU. Speaking of that, does Nard have any schedule or plans to do a podcast while he's here at TBRU? Who else from the show is coming? This Yellow Devil will be attending the event and may drop by to say hi. Still won't change the fact that I'll still be nervous as hell, even though this is my second year. Too bad you're not attending. It'd be great to meet you in person. You seem like a fun person to hang with. Best regards, Z. So Z's emailed the show before and stuff. So I'm trying to remember what he was commenting. I think he wrote an ask why I talk called Asian Yellow Devils.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was earlier in the summer, I think. So.
Okay, Z. Actually, if I was going to TBRU, I would have been making a show there, which I've been doing for the past many years since I started the show in 2005. Well, no, I think I started 2006 doing shows there. Anyway, so unfortunately, I cannot go. I already had my hotel and everything, and then I was told that, you're going to Atlanta. Oh, okay. But then what are the dates? 12, 13.
Were you in the host hotel?
No, not even.
Oh, okay.
So I was planning that. Oh, my God. So
or you were close to the host hotel.
Yeah, I was close to the hotel.
Did you cancel your reservations already?
I did, yeah. It's a free room somewhere. You should ask me. Anyway, so I did that. And, okay, what am I going to do? So, okay, I can't go. I had to cancel that hotel room, and I'm going to go somewhere else. So I'm going to miss TBRU for the first time after, I don't know, 10 years that I've been doing, been attending TBRU. So I always go there because...
But he will be in Atlanta at the Eagle.
So I'll be there in spirit, I guess. But I would be there, to me, going to TBRU, it's always like a family reunion, you know, seeing all your friends you haven't seen once a year. You know, you only see them once a year, like Bob and Jeff from Boston, and who else? Some of our friends. Oh, Tony from Wichita, and there's lots of people who I hang out with them once a year. And
if you're listeners and you're there and you're taking pictures, send them so we can use them on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Take a picture so we could feature them here on the TV here, or just for our own enjoyment, just share your pictures and
keep them PG-17.
Well, they can...
You can send the non-PG-17s to Nard.
Yes, give it to me, yeah, if it's a bear. But if it's a chaser, good, right? Okay, so thank you, Z, for the email. Okay, so that's it. If you have any... anything else, right?
No,
okay. So, guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
If you have any comments and our questions and would like to be on the show, call and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-2327. 222-BEAR. And please call us. We love playing voice message on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Z, call us. Don't send me emails. Call.
Yeah. Do it while you're at the bear dance.
That's right.
Take videos of the bear dance, Z. Yeah, that's send it to me. Okay, so you can also subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. You can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio on your iOS and Android devices. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
59.
You got shemale. Oh my God. They got some big girls on there this year. Hey, hey, hey. Dan Savage tells Ben Carter. Shit.
He doesn't take a shit.